I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for listening to Odyssey Radio. This is Melanie Taylor. We call it Sunday Magazine, and I'm honored again to be joined with somebody that I talked to a few weeks ago, and maybe you did hear that interview, the Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. I'm talking with Jane Trombetta. Good morning, Jane.
And good morning, Melanie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for agreeing to talk to me again. We had a great first interview, and who knows, 2021 is not over yet. I might need you some more this year. So I'm really thankful that you agreed to talk to me again. We're still talking about some COVID-related issues, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, but it's a little different than what we talked about, COVID versus allergies, the last time we spoke. But Jane, before we go into that, tell everybody a little bit about your background. Some people might be just joining us for the first time and going, well, what does the chief clinical officer at MedExpress, you know, do? And tell everybody where you were born and raised in your schooling, Jane.
Sure, Melanie. Thank you. So I am the chief clinical officer at MedExpress. So I have responsibility over the clinical operations in our centers, which we have about 187 of them across the country. And we have several here in Western Pennsylvania, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with. But my background is I'm a nurse by training, and I've worked in acute care, which is like a hospital setting, before coming to MedExpress. My background's in the emergency department and the intensive care unit. And I came to MedExpress about 8 years ago, and I absolutely love what I do. I love that I can try to make sure that our centers provide the highest quality of care, and we always put our patients first. So I absolutely love what I do. Also a mom, that's probably my favorite job. My husband and I have raised three sons. We live in the North Hills. Both my husband and I were raised very close to where we still live now. So I am a definite Pittsburgher by background.
And it's really great to talk to, I talk to many people and interview many people over the years too. And it's really great to know that so much good is right in our backyards with MedExpress, but it's even better to know when I talk to, you know, doctors and lawyers and chief clinical officers, CEOs, 501c3 executive directors, that there's so much locality in it. And I love that you are, you know, here, three sons, and I'm talking with you and you're right out of the North Hills. That makes me happy.
Great.
All right. So let's get into it. So this morning, once again, thank you for joining us. It's Melanie Taylor, Sunday Magazine. This is Odyssey Radio. We're talking with Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. And I'm sure everybody's aware with MedExpress. Throughout the interview, I'm going to give you the website. It is super easy, MedExpress.com. And Jane, what are the hours of MedExpress? Because we touched upon this last interview. But once again, for everybody, tell everybody the hours.
Sure. So we are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
And that's perfect. That's good to know. There's a lot of things that, you know, moms and busy single moms, dads, whomever, children, that the hours are very convenient for busy, busy individuals.
Correct.
Okay. So we're looking at travel today. How can some of us that are trying to have a fun summer getaway be safe? I know that last year, a lot of people pushed their pandemic travels to the side. So this year, you know, more vaccinated, things are starting to open up, hope for a better tomorrow. But how do we look safely at a summer getaway and staying safe?
Okay, so sure. First of all, I think it is much easier to travel within the continental United States versus international travel. And I know, Melanie, you were thinking about international travel. So you have ratcheted it up a notch in terms of complexity. But in general rules for travel this year, we have to kind of think in terms of, are the people in your party or your family vaccinated or not vaccinated? So we have two ways of looking at this. If you're traveling within the United States, and everyone in your family, say you're going with just your family, is vaccinated, you're going to have a much less stressful vacation than if you have people in your group who are not vaccinated. So, and that may include children who can't get vaccinated. So those under the age of 12 are not eligible yet. So they have to be treated as if they're unvaccinated, because in fact they are. So I think that's where it's going to get a little bit more complicated this year. So I think the key will be planning. You've got to think ahead. Where are you going? Look at your destination. Think about your accommodations. How are you getting there? Are you flying? Are you driving? Are there people in your group that are not vaccinated, including the children? And then you have to just kind of give it some time and some thought before you leave the house. Now, if you're going international, you really have to think about your destination, and you're probably going to be flying. So you have to kind of plot this whole vacation out from start to finish and start to look at some of the risks and some of the requirements. So a little bit more complicated if you're leaving the country.
Yeah, I have like 52 questions. We won't have enough time, but there are 20 of us planning to do international travel this year. And out of the 22 are not vaccinated. And that's because two of them are under the age of 12. Jane, anything with those vaccinations opening up maybe in the fall for the younger children? Have you heard?
So they haven't actually committed to that yet. I would not be surprised. I'm sure there's a push by the Centers for Disease Control to try to get those vaccinations for children under the age of 12 emergency youth authorization, which is what comes from the FDA. But that has not come yet. And I'm sure there's a push to get it done before school starts. But as of right now, under the age of 12, no vaccine. So for you, with two in your party that do not have the vaccine, they're actually surrounded by people that do, which is a good thing, right? So their risk is less because they're with their whole family and extended group, most of which are vaccinated. So that's a positive for you. But you have to be careful with those kids to make sure that they wear their masks when they're in a crowd situation.
100% right. Are you seeing, before I get into the next question, are you seeing, speaking directly just MedExpress wise, are you seeing a little uptick? Are you seeing like a downward flow with people coming in to want to get vaccinated?
So we're not providing the vaccine in our centers, but we're doing the testing. There are so many opportunities in the community to get vaccines. Like we just really didn't need to go there, although we tried at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was just in Pittsburgh, you know, between the different health systems, it's just, and the health departments, it's very easy to get vaccine pretty much anywhere, including the pharmacies. But we are seeing a downtrend in our COVID testing and the number of patients that are coming in with COVID symptoms. We are seeing a little increase, though, in some of the other respiratory viruses, which is probably because we took our masks off. Mm. So now we're starting to see a little bit more of colds and even flu than we had seen prior when everybody was still wearing their masks.
Makes sense. Yeah. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer, MedExpress Urgent Care. This is Melanie Taylor, Odyssey Radio. This is Sunday Magazine. And we're talking about the safety with COVID-19 and traveling. So let's get into that next question. So bringing items on vacation that can help slow the spread and might be a little harder if you're flying, but let's just talk flying. And even if you're just driving somewhere, what can some of those items be?
So even for the people in your group that are vaccinated, you still have to have face masks, mm-hmm. and you cannot just have one. You got to put a few in the suitcase because, you know, they get damaged. And I noticed I just traveled myself last week across the country. You tend to adjust your face mask a lot if it gets annoying. And so the actual mask starts to wear or get a little ratty. So make sure you pack extra face masks for everybody in the family. Hand sanitizer, got to have it, yeah. Book bag, purse, wherever. You have to keep it handy at all times and make sure that those who are not vaccinated really have to be careful with the hand hygiene, you know, making sure they don't touch anything and then touch their face. Really, we all have to be careful, but especially those that are not vaccinated. So hand sanitizer and extra face masks, really important.
I just literally, I know you can't see me right now. We're talking via Zoom, but I literally just wrote down what you said. And I'm like, extra masks, extra hand sanitizer. I mean, people might think that's common sense, but I think also people are feeling like, oh, well, we're okay. We don't need this anymore. But no, we do. We need our masks still, and we still need our hand sanitizer.
Absolutely. I noticed on the airline that I flew, they hand out disinfectant wipes as you walk on board. So everybody gets one as you get on board. So they're trying to encourage good hand hygiene as well.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. All right. So what should the average listener keep in mind if they're visiting, like, okay, say we do an amusement park, or say it's more of like an outdoor, whether it be a Deep Creek, Maryland, Ohio Pow? Or what about, you know, amusement parks? What about a beach? Anything different we should look at there?
Okay, so I think let's start with the amusement parks. Okay. We all like to go. We didn't go last year, and it's really something probably most people are looking forward to, especially with kids.
Right.
If it feels crowded to you when you get there, if you look around and you think, oh, this seems like it's a lot of people, it probably is too crowded. So you want to try to avoid the peak times of the day, peak days of the week. If you can possibly go early in the morning or even go later in the afternoon, early evening, try to pick the as crowded time as you can. And for the kids that are younger, they're going to have to wear their masks when they're around crowds. So if they're in line for a ride and you're all jammed in, hopefully you're not, you could stay 6 feet apart, but they're just going to have to keep their masks in their pockets or wear them when they're around other people in tight situations. Now for the beach, it's a little harder to wear a mask at the beach, right?
Right.
I think the important thing is to try to spread out. So go down early, get down there at, 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. get your stuff laid out so that you try to protect yourself and surround yourself with a little extra space. But that is tricky. These beaches get busy. So do what you can to try to spread out as much as possible.
Yeah, good suggestions there. We're talking with Jane Trombetta, the Chief Clinical Officer. She is at MedExpress Urgent Care. Jane is in the North Hills, and we've talked to Jane a couple of times this year, and she's been so helpful. MedExpress.com is the website. Super easy. MedExpress.com. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio, Sunday Magazine. And I think this year, with things starting to open up and the guidelines starting to lift and different mask here, mask there, what state, where are we going? I think it's wonderful to talk today with Jane about everything, since everybody is thinking about possibly starting to travel. So if a COVID-19 guideline is here in Pennsylvania this way, how should we prepare if the COVID-19 guidelines are different? Say we're traveling to Florida. What do you suggest that the traveler do?
Okay, so first of all, I would go online to the state where I'm going. So know your destination. Go online, look at the county or the city, wherever you're traveling to find out what their requirements are. And then still keep in mind best practices from the Center for Disease Control. So if you're going to Florida and they've lifted all restrictions, still take your masks. Still try to eat outdoors when you can possibly do so. Try to go to everywhere you want to visit on the off-peak times. Mm. So continue to do all the right things to protect yourselves and those of you in your group that may not have been vaccinated. I think the most important thing this year, again, is to just prepare. You got to know where you're going, how you're going to get there, and have a plan to try to reduce your risk.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so the next question, this one, I'm really curious to understand and to maybe grasp a little bit better today. So vaccinated. There's a lot of us going on a trip. We're all vaccinated. But yet, if you're traveling in certain areas and especially out of the country, even if you're vaccinated, they're asking you to still be tested before you go to that country and or also coming back into the country. So maybe you can touch upon that, what it means to be fully vaccinated, but you still kind of have to follow these guidelines of testing.
Right. So again, you have to check with your destination and how you're getting to where you're going. So most of the time, if you have proof of vaccination, you may not need to be tested. But we just ran into this with someone we had heard had gone to Hawaii and they required testing. And so please be careful to make sure you're tested the right manner. So do they want the antigen test, which is the nose swab that you get the result in 15 minutes, or do they want the PCR test that goes to an outside lab and it takes, two, sometimes 3 days to get back? So again, you've just got to do your homework and make sure that you're very clear on the requirements and the expectations wherever you're headed.
Right. And I got into a little bit of a situation with the coworker because he and I were not arguing, but he was like, you're fine. Just throw your vaccination card. You'll be good. And I'm like, actually, no, I went online and I can see that 72 hours out, I still need tested. And it's a certain test that I need in order to be even allowed to enter X place. And yes. He was like, what? And I'm like, no, seriously. So Jane, you're 100% right. You have to fully be aware of what and where you're traveling and what they need.
Absolutely. It's worth the extra time now to take notes, go online, call your destination, wherever you're staying, make sure that you have everything clear before you leave the house.
Yeah, good to know. All right, before we get into the next question, just reminding anybody, if you're just joining us right now, we have a good 10 minutes or so left with Jane. We're talking with Jane Trombetta, Chief Clinical Officer, that is her title, MedExpress Urgent Care. And I've been giving the website this morning, which is very, very easy. I think we all know where they pop up. They're everywhere on your commutes. You've been there numerous times, probably. MedExpress. So the website is very easy, MedExpress.com. This is Melanie Taylor, and it's Sunday Magazine, and this is Odyssey Radio, and maybe you're listening on that app. Download it. It's always free, and we appreciate that very much. Travel guidelines for those that are completely not vaccinated. Do you have any suggestion for that?
Okay, so if you have 2 weeks and you're not under the age of 12, you should be vaccinated.
Right, I mean, right.
Let's get real here. That's the best thing you can do for yourself and for the people that love you is to get the vaccine. But you need to give yourself that 2 week before that, after that second dose. If you go with 2-dose vaccine, you need the 2 weeks afterwards to have that immunity. If you go with the Johnson & Johnson, still it's a 2 week rule, but it's only a one dose. So if you can get the vaccine, do so before you travel. You'll have a much better, more relaxing vacation and some peace of mind. But if you're not vaccinated, you may have to have evidence of a negative test done between 1 and 3 days before you leave. And then you are actually recommended by CDC then when you come back to get tested again 3 to 5 days after you return. So you're looking at getting 2 tests potentially, one before you go and one when you come back if you're not vaccinated. And then you risk that you will get to your vacation and then not feel well. And you could get sick. And people do get sick on vacation. They can get COVID. You're out of town. You're out of the country. I mean, it's just a bad scenario. So the best advice is to get the vaccine. Absolutely get it before you go away.
Right. And, you know, you talked about a little bit, circle back around just at the beginning part of this interview. It's very funny that you said this. It's not actually funny at all. It's just a figure of speech I'm using. But I know a man that traveled, first of all, he had COVID, but is fully vaccinated right now and traveled and got a little comfortable without where he was. It's not necessary to tell you where he was, but he got a little comfortable and took off his mask and he came home and developed RSV. Which is a very bad virus. And he's still feeling the effects of that virus. He thought he contracted COVID again, got tested, everything was fine. But he says that he believes taking that mask off and feeling a little bit more comfortable, even though he was fully vaccinated and even though he did have COVID, he feels that he was just in a situation and that mask was off and he picked up that horrible virus.
Right. And we are seeing more RSV, which is the acronym for respiratory syncytial virus. It's like a cold virus. It really makes children very sick, like little babies and infants are ones we worry about the most with RSV, but adults get it too. And it's worse than the worst cold you've ever had, probably somewhere around approaching how you feel when you get the influenza virus, which is not good. So this is exactly what we're starting to see now, because again, we're taking our masks off, we're feeling more comfortable, and we're touching our faces after touching surfaces, or we're getting within 6 feet of other people that have the virus and they cough or breathe or speak. So we're back to the same measures that we talked about early on in the pandemic, and that's keeping your distance, washing your hands, and don't touch your face. And it's hard. We all struggle.
It really is. And I struggle some days. And I got a little lax just a couple of days ago. And I was like, whoa, go back in. I need to wash my hands a little better than I just washed them where I was at. So I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. We're talking this morning to Jane Trombetta, Chief Clinical Officer, MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is MedExpress.com. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Sunday Magazine. You're listening to Odyssey Radio. And we're talking about, you know, COVID and traveling and people wanting to take those trips this year. And how do we do it safely? I know we touched upon it a little bit, Jane, but can you talk about international travel again for us?
Sure. So international travel, as we mentioned before, is just a little bit trickier because not only do you have the flights you're probably flying to think about and the requirements that might be needed most likely when you enter back into the United States versus leave the United States, but you really have to look at your destination and make sure that they don't require you to have a negative COVID test on arrival there. So it's all about the testing. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, you need to understand where your destination is and what their requirements are, as well as what the United States requires upon re-entry into the country. country. Definitely trickier. You have to be very well versed on what the requirements are before you leave the house.
Yeah, this is no joke. And thankfully, we're in a very big group text message right now with everybody sharing great information. Some people are not on social media. Some people are on social media. Some people, you know, are easily, they have jobs. I'm traveling with a few nurses too, but some of them have jobs where they can have a computer readily available, so they're able to research before another one of us get to a computer. So you're right, Jane. You have to stay completely vigilant on, it seems like it's changing too daily. You have to stay vigilant on everything that's happening no matter where you travel.
Absolutely. It is changing, and it's changing daily. Like you say, there's new information coming out. There's new requirements that are being, some are lessened, which is good, but not all. So you can't assume that because your neighbor went to Aruba, the same thing will apply if you go, you know, to another island or another destination similar. It just may be very different.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a computer, call ahead. Call ahead to your destination, your hotel, or wherever you're staying.
And make sure you're right. Jane Trombetta, that's who we're speaking with this morning on Sunday Magazine, Odyssey Radio. She's the Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. And the website is medexpress.com. This is Melanie Taylor. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left, Jane. Are there people that really should not be even traveling whatsoever at this point? Just be safe, you know, and not go anywhere. And I don't want to say until when. I'm just saying in general, right at this moment, should not be traveling.
Okay, so that's easy. I'm going to tell you, the first people that should not be traveling are people that don't feel totally 100%.
Yes, right? Yes. Don't go anywhere.
If you pick up the morning of your travels day and you don't feel well, you have a sore throat, you're starting to cough, you have a little bit, you feel hot or cold. Like, people that are sick cannot go. So they may have to delay their flight if they don't feel well. So anyone who is not 100% in terms of their own health, or they think they could potentially be sick or have been exposed to COVID and they were not vaccinated, those are people that can't go. I think there's some risk elevated for people that are immunocompromised, meaning they're on medications to keep their immune system kind of ratcheted down. Those people are at a higher risk of picking up different kinds of viruses or illnesses in addition to COVID. So if you have, you're on a medication, if you've had a transplant or some reason why you take special medications, you should check with your physician first. So I think those people are at higher risk. And traveling with infants or children under the age of 2 poses a little bit more risk as well, just because they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Same with the elderly.
A lot of people are positive and happy that they can go and see their elderly relatives, but you also have to remember that if they're not vaccinated and they're going to visit their elderly relatives, they're putting those elderly relatives at risk.
Yeah. And another thing I just add, Melanie, I think a lot of us are going to take road trips. We're going to drive probably wherever we want to go, maybe just the beach. I would just get a routine and establish it early, especially if you have kids in the car with you. You know, everybody just mask up. When we're going into the convenience store, the rest stop, mask up. Just, oh, Mom, we don't have to. We got whatever. Put your masks on. When they get back to the car, everybody lines up, hand sanitizer, jump in. Like, you just have to get yourself in a little protocol. This is the way we're going to do it on the trip kind of thing, where everybody expects that.
Right.
And if you can pick a road stop that's not so crowded, you know, some of them are just jammed.
Yeah.
You kind of pull off the road. You try to go a little further if you can, or don't wait till tell your husband not to wait till the gas tank's almost empty, because you may want to skip a road stop or exit that looks more crowded. Common
yeah.
sense, but something to think about.
It does make sense. And I hate to be the one to admit this, but I'm hoping there might be one person listening this morning that can totally understand what I'm about to say. I actually sometimes feel more comfortable wearing the mask because I realize how easily things are transcribed and transported from one person to another. And it kind of, it honestly freaks me out to think, you know, come this fall and winter, that we've been so protected that now if we become super careful, there are going to be more things that we're going to be able to not fight off and that we're going to pick up and contract.
Exactly. I think we're worried. We're already talking about the flu season next year. Is it going to be worse than it? This year was very light, but will it be even worse than it was the year prior? We just don't know. We don't know what respiratory viruses will be circulating in the community. So we'll have to just get our flu shots when they're available and use the good precautions that we all got good at during the COVID season.
And Jane, we have like a minute and a half left, and I'm just going to let you speak on a question that I'm sure you're 100% versed in more than anyone else listening right at this moment. And that's going to the extreme, but the question is simple. Those people that are listening this morning that don't want to be vaccinated, tell them how this vaccination should be something that they are readily willing to get.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the vaccine hesitancy, we hear about it every day on the news. And I certainly sympathize with people's ability and their right to choose. It is their own right to say they don't want the vaccine, but it has proven to be very safe. There have been very, very few people that have had a reaction to it. There is really no evidence that it causes any kind of reproductive issues in young people, that it causes any type of complications that are unexpected. So I think it's proven to be very safe and very effective. And it's really worrisome now with this Delta variant that we're hearing about on the news. And we're finding that people that are exposed to that Delta variant that are not vaccinating are getting really sick. And these are people in their 20s and 30s that are ending up in the hospital, in the intensive care unit, on a respirator. And this is just something that is completely avoidable. So please think again, if you made up your mind early on, and I've heard a lot of people say this, I'm just going to wait and see. This is what I hear. I'm just waiting to see. So if you've been one of those waiters that have been in the background saying, let's just see how everyone else does, everyone else is doing well with the vaccine and has a confidence and a sense of relief that they have that protection. So please reconsider if you've been worried up to this point and get a vaccine. It is safe, it is effective, and it can stop you from getting really sick from that variant.
Yes, and that's good to know and a great way to end today. Jane, thank you so much. This is Melanie Taylor on Odyssey Radio, Sunday Magazine. We just spoke with Jane Trombetta, Chief Clinical Officer at MedExpress Urgent Care. The website is medexpress.com. Once again, Jane, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
And thank you for having me, Melanie. It's my pleasure.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.